She had been awakened one night in a fright by the unmistakable sound of baying dogs. Prue noticed then that the distant barking was different from the barking of the neighborhood dogs. She threw her blanket aside and walked into her parents' room. The scene was eerie. Mac had quieted a little at this point, and he was being rocked in his mother's arms while their parents stood at the window, staring, unblinking out over the town at the distant western horizon, their faces pale and frightened.
"What's that sound?"
asked Prue, walking to the side of her parents. The lights of St. John's spread out before them, an array of flickering stars that stopped at the river and dissolved into blackness. Her parents started when she spoke, and her father said, "Just some old dogs howling."
"But farther away?" asked Prue. "That doesn't sound like dogs."
Prue saw her parents share a glance, and her mother said, "In the woods, darling, there are some pretty wild animals. That's probably the pack of coyotes, wishing they could tear into someone's garbage somewhere. Best not to worry about it." She smiled. The baying eventually stopped, and the neighborhood dogs calmed, and Prue's parents walked her back into her room and tucked her into bed. That had been the last time the impassable wilderness had come up, but it hadn't put Prue's curiosity to rest. She couldn't help feeling a little troubled. Her parents, normally two founts of strength and confidence, seemed strangely shaken by the noises. They seemed as leery of the place as Prue was. And so, one can imagine Prue's horror when she witnessed the black plume of crows disappear, her baby brother in tow, into the darkness of the impassable wilderness.